Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Javonnie Vet.
I do it for the turtle. And we ain't going nowhere. We praise them because it's necessary. So watch us turn this place into a sanctuary.
Javonnie Vet.
I do it for the turtle.
She's a G for Jesus.
But I'll come to praise his name.
You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Javonnie Vet.
A teenage girl had her plans reconstructed, her life interrupted when she was entrusted with something beyond our human measure, a treasure that was temporarily buried within her. Society would have classed her a sinner, but God's purpose for people was immaculate and bigger. This gold was something the Grinch could never steal. There wasn't lights on the trees and the smell of chestnuts in the breeze the night before Christmas was revealed. More like a journey of over 70 miles in a race against time, not an elf in a film. The father lay all of his cards on the table for the hope of the world to be born on the floor of a stable. Regardless of the circumstances surrounding, all who were around him bowed, and in their hearts they crowned him. His name, Jesus, crowned the Prince of Shalom, absolute and completeness. He's unchanging and unmovable. The child was given as he was the only one suitable. A bright star shone a light on the stage, framing the opening scene of this reality play, where a child was given the responsibility of the world, regardless of his age. The angel shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Their praise was relayed on the lips of the shepherds as they journeyed to the stable, as the Bible says, with haste, and dropped on their knees in the hay, and let their worship display while the animals around could only do the same. Wise men from the east traveled far from where they were to honor the king with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That day an innocent lion was born and the world adorned. What is a worthy gift I can lay before him? A gift that is worthy for the king of all kings, like placing your presents on Christmas Eve under the family Christmas tree. Without Jesus, what would Christmas be? He destroys yokes and removes burdens. He is our provider, healer, and a hope that is certain. With a grace without bounds, a love without conditions, freedom in his hands to free the captives from their prisons, like placing your presents on Christmas Eve under the family Christmas tree. Without Jesus, what would Christmas be? In honor for the king, we will worship at his feet.
What's up? What's happening? It's your girl, Javonnie Vet. It's Sunday, December 10th, 2023, and welcome to the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration. That was a spoken word piece called Christmas Poem, The Gift. It was written and performed by Daryl Stephen and produced by Ben Jones. Just a gentle reminder that Jesus is truly the reason for the season. Now, before I move forward, I want to send a major shout out and major love to my church home, St. Paul Church in District Heights, Maryland, where the senior pastor is Pastor Robert J. Williams Sr., and the co-pastor is Pastor Bobby Williams Jr. Now, if you're ever in the DMV, we'd love to have you worship with us. But if you're not in the area or you aren't able to join us in person, no worries. You can still be a part of the service. We stream our service online live every Sunday beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time via Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. You can go to spchurchonline.com for details. That's S as in Saint, P as in Paul, churchonline.com. Now coming up next, in keeping with this Christmas vibe, I'm getting into some music from Kirk Franklin. This is O Come All Ye Faithful. You're rocking with your girl, Javonnie Vet, and this is the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration.
Oh,
What's up, what's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette. Now here on Sunday Inspiration, I come to bring you the latest and greatest in gospel music every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you want to get your worship and praise on all through the week, let me tell you about this cool Facebook page, y'all. It's facebook.com/soundsfromheaven. That's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. Get your worship and praise on with that good gospel music, preaching, and even a little bit of comedy and inspiration. Once again, it's facebook.com/sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, from heaven. And then every Sunday, join me for Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m.
You're gonna have a baby. You will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast.
They tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angel said, a new baby is getting born who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
Well, we should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one, to have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold, frankincense, Latimer.
And I don't know how it would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably because the room is very smelly.
Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
It's a praise party, and everybody's invited. You're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette.
Advent. The Old Testament speaks of the day Jesus would come. It speaks of a time in which nations would crumble, when the skies would roar and turn ablaze at his sight, when the earth herself would tremble knowing that God, in flesh, had come down to grace her again, And the people of Israel fell on their knees praying for this day when their warrior king would come to vanquish their oppressors, to restore Israel to their rightful place. And when that day came, the skies did not crack, nor did they split to the outpour of heaven's fury. Instead, it was a night where a cloudy haze with but one star in the night sky shone, guiding a few souls to deliver devotion to the newborn king. The earth did not rumble, nor did it succumb to rubble. Instead, she remained silent, eerily still, as the streets of Bethlehem riddled with the desolation a cool winter's eve brings in its wake, while a woman carrying the light of the world was denied asylum by the very people who prayed for the gift she carried. But that's how the Son of Man came to earth. Not only in the humility of flesh, but in the humility of a manger, when the whole world should have fallen to their knees in praise of his arrival, but instead he was forced to be a refugee fleeing from a fear-mongered ruler. Who would have thought that a little brown-skinned boy birthed in a trough made where swine came to dine would be the answer to the greatest enemy of humanity? And that brings us to the church today. Church, I pray that we no longer remain ignorant to the ways of Christ, but instead that we humble ourselves to the grandeur of God, knowing that the return of the Messiah is soon coming, and that this time we choose to wait in undying anticipation with hearts prepared to give all unto God and hands ready to receive all that God wants to give unto us. That this time our streets not be riddled with the desolation of a cold, apathetic heart denying asylum to those who would need safety, but instead we allow our homes and better yet our bodies to be a safe haven for the return of our King as we fall on our knees knowing that our Lord has returned, knowing that we have once again been made whole. We pray that when you, O Lord, return, that the skies would be torn open and set ablaze with the holy fire overflowing from the hearts of us, humanity, that the earth would tremble under the voice of praise that we raised, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ, our Lord, is Savior. Amen.
It's the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Yvette. That was a spoken word piece by Brandon Leak called Advent. And before that, you heard a dramatic telling of the story of the first Christmas. And that was from the Children of Southland Christian Church. The babies always give us an interesting perspective. Quick programming note, I'll be back on the air next Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for 2023's final episode of Sunday Inspiration at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday Inspiration. Now, no, I am not going off the air. I'm just taking a little bit of time off, and I will be back starting in January every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time to bring you that gospel music to get you ready to face the week. Now, before I move on, I want to send a shout out to my official promo team, Team Jaywan Yvette, which is run by my girls Brenda J, Tracy, and Amina. You can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Team Jaywan Yvette. That's team like in football team, JawanYvette. And don't forget to join my Patreon squad for early access to the podcast, including bonus content you won't hear anywhere else, early access to my music before it drops, and other behind-the-scenes exclusives. Clickety-click on over to patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. That's patreon.com/justifiedmadness31. Now, before I close out, I want to send a shout out to all my fam bam, whether by blood or by love. I love you to life, and I love you for real. Sending love and hugs all the way to heaven to my big papa. I miss you, but rejoice in knowing that you are in the arms of the Lord. Shout out to my St. Paul Church family, our pastors, all of our ministry leaders, all of my twamly, my threadies, my Mad Hatters, my Young Nation, my TikTok squad, my Patreon squad, Deb, Keisha, Yvette, Shane, and last but never ever least, my daughter Jessie. She's the voice you hear at the top of the hour every Wednesday and Saturday night on Justified Madness. Now coming up next, I've got music from the Cross Movement and Wise Men. You know I have to get my CHH fix in there because, of course, hip-hop is a form of poetry, am I right? Then, on the other side of the commercial, I'm closing out with a spoken word poem by Chris Reef, and it's called The Birth Announcement. You're rocking with your girl, Jaywan Yvette, and this is the Poetic Praise edition of Sunday Inspiration.
Brighter than them all.
I remember, wasn't it December?
That's the wrong date, but it did put an end to our long wait, cause we were getting restless while we waited for a special child with a mom highly favored.
No more singing the blues, we knew the sky signified the coming of the king of the Jews. We studied the script, next step was to study the trip. Packed up, we were ready to dip, ready to roll.
Wasn't even sweating the cold, we were convinced of his hotness, ready to go.
Don't forget the planks that anchor the tent, and with the gold, grab myrrh and some frankincense. Let's go.
I'm on the road, dog. Got my backpack matching my road, dog. If you could see what we see, you would want to go where we're going just to be where we'll be. In the presence of more than a baby. Or the Lord who can save you and save me. Or maybe if it's still not clear, let wise men open your eyes and take you there.
It's been a minute, but we're still stepping, still trekking. Can't wait to put our eyes on what our hearts expected. It's on, I can't wait. Recline in the palace, sit back and drink wine from the chalice.
You know they from out of town, right? They probably downtown in the Crown Plaza, not in Crown Heights.
He probably got a long line waiting to see him. I bet you even King Herod waiting to see him. I should give him a call, he probably let me in. And if he hooking me up, then we all getting in.
Man, I call Herod, he don't know where he at. But he said if we find him, we should call him right back. I don't trust that dude, I ain't calling him back. Sure, what all that? You could see we're on the right track. What makes you say that? Cause the star's right there.
Well, if the star's right there,
then we must be here.
Let's go.
I'm on the road, dog. Got my backpack matching my road, dog. If you could see what we see, you would want to go where we're going just to be where we'll be. In the presence of more than a baby. Or the Lord who can save you and save me. Or maybe if it's still not clear, let wise men open your eyes and take you there.
Fading in the distance, the place where all of us face the twist deeper than the sixth sense.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't what I expected to see. Someone as great as him living lesser than me. And truthfully, we were blown away by a king with no blame, just the throne of hate. Even shepherds had heard of him. Somehow they got word of him. Wise men, herdsmen, all of us worshiping.
Anybody notice how the sheep and cows seem to peek and bow to the sleeping child?
We went home a different way. Not just geographically, but he impacted me. Never forget the day. We got to sit back and see God's presence. A present, gift wrap. And I hope you get that.
Cause when you got Jesus, you don't have to wonder where the gift's at.
I'm on the road, dog. Got my backpack matching my road, dog. If you can see what we see, you would want to go where we're going just to be where we'll be. In the presence of more than a baby. Or the Lord who can save you and save me. Or maybe if it's still not clear, let wise men open your eyes and take you there.
I'm on the road, dog. Got my backpack.
What's up? What's happening? It's your girl, Jaywan Yvette,
And I'm sending a shout out to Erica Campbell. Yes, of Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. If you're in Hampton, Virginia, you can hear her weekday mornings, as well as Darlene McCoy in The Nightly Spirit and the Willie Moore Jr. Show on Praise 104.9 on your FM dial, as well as 1270 and 1650 on your AM dial. Or you can click on praise1049.com.
From traditional gospel to the new sounds of Christian music, you're listening to Sunday Inspiration with your girl, Jaywan Evett.
I'll never forget the day the orders were given. I'm a soldier in the army of God, so it's my entire existence. For centuries I've fought in the spiritual realm against evil authorities and the powers of hell. I've seen kings anointed. I've seen kingdoms fall. I held back lions from Daniel. I hid David from Saul. So imagine my joy when I dutifully read, for this next assignment, you'll be beautiful feet. See, 9 months before that, Jesus left heaven for earth. And since then, all of heaven awaited his birth. We watched a scared teenager carry our king and a carpenter step up when given a dream. We watched the contractions get closer together. We saw as they knocked on doors begging for shelter. We all knew that God's plan for all mankind's redemption would start in a stable in the midst of a census. But when that baby boy cried, we just stood there in awe. That's the king of the universe laying in straw. So when God said, go tell the shepherds on the outskirts of town, we ripped open the sky and shined heaven around. The sheep and the shepherds were scared out of their minds. They fell to their knees and covered their eyes. We said, don't be scared, but that's probably real hard to hear when the sky opens up and God's angels appear. Those shepherds sprinted to Bethlehem, left the sheep out to graze. The Messiah was born. The world's about to change. That's the thing. Since then, it seems like so much has happened. I've been back in battle. I've seen plenty of action. But I still go back to what I saw on that evening. People hearing about Jesus and running to meet him.
Thanks for rocking with your girl, and thank you, Lord, for allowing me another chance to share with my fam. I'll be back on the air this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Justified Madness at blogtalkradio.com/justifiedmadness. See you there.